We placed monitors in more than 9,000 polling stations, and that is almost close to covering all the polling stations that we have. And generally, the voting went fine in terms of the peacefulness and harmony between the people that were voting. And the Electoral Commission of Zambia also did their best in terms of trying to make it easier for people to vote, notwithstanding the fact that there are particular problems that we can point to in terms of some shortcomings in the management of elections.
In general, are you saying that you were particularly satisfied with the way the elections were conducted and managed by the Electoral Commission? Is that your view?
Yes. I mean, looking at the past elections and so forth, I think generally I am satisfied. There are isolated instances that we can point to where, for instance, materials were delayed and this caused some problems in some constituencies. There were also cases where voting was only happening today.
You spoke to some Zambians who voted for their candidates. What was the impression you got? What were their reactions?
Their reaction is that they are all optimistic. I mean, the announcement of the results is still going on. In fact, I've just come out of conference center for the Electoral Commission where the results are being announced. So all the political parties are still optimistic that they will do well. But at the end of the day, there will only be one leader that will win.
Some of the political parties, especially in the opposition, have expressed concern about the slow nature of the way the Electoral Commission has been announcing the results. Any concerns that you have about that?
I agree with that, because even us, it's something that we have noticed, because the rate at which results are being churned out is extremely slow. The danger is that this will create anxiety among the voters in terms of why the results are being held. I mean, are not coming out as quickly as they anticipate. And that can be very dangerous for the social situation we have here. Already, this is the general complaint, not only among political parties, but the expectant people that want to hear the results.
So have you expressed those concerns to the managers of the Electoral Commission? For that matter,
yes,
the Electoral Commission?
They have been expressed, and the chairperson was around this afternoon to try and explain. And now they've created some intervals where they'll be coming to brief the media. And some of the results are also coming through the television. But it's still very, very slow. They had committed themselves to have official national results within 48 hours. This is almost 24 hours from the time that voting ended. And I don't see that deadline being met of 48 hours.
So you are skeptical of the final results being released Thursday?
Yes, I'm very, very skeptical, because now I'm at the result center and I see the rate at which the announcement is going. The Zambians should still continue to remain calm. Whatever happens, the results will come out anyway. So they must wait for the results, take note of those which are being announced. But I think the Electoral Commission has to do their best to ensure that this scenario is changed. There's no reason why we have, I can't understand the reason why we have this situation, because most of the stakeholders, political parties, civil society, have been able to get these results and they are far ahead of the Electoral Commission.
Don't you think that the Electoral Commission has to be extremely careful in order not to have disputes surrounding the credibility of the results they are releasing? That is why they are being thorough before announcing the results.
That is possible, but the substance itself can also create disputes, because there could be speculation that if there is something that's being done to manipulate the results, maybe that's why they are being delayed. So either way, especially the delay has more potential for dispute than quickening the situation.